This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Fortnite news that we do. Is Final Fantasy on schedule? And we got some Diablo 4 hot fixes. But we begin today with GTA, because GamesRadar.com did say that the Take-Two CEO said that a lot of people will be calling in sick on November 19th. And that's what the CEO, Strauss Zelnick, did say at the Interactive Innovation Conference. Zelnick was also talking about the pricing of it, which will be on the GameSpot.com site. But as far as the scheduling goes, well, where he said that GTA 6 will be releasing on November 19th, and Rockstar said that there will always be delays, and there was a fear that the developer would delay GTA 6 again. But in the calling in sick prediction, massive game releases did have that for decades, which is most notably Dragon Quest on Saturdays in Japan, even some World of Warcraft back in the day, and now GTA 6, which has the most anticipated game of all time. So if it does come out then, a lot of people will be calling in sick. But the question is, how many people will be calling in sick? The GTA 6 price has been commented on by Rockstar's owner, and yes, I said GameSpot, because right now, games are being sold for about $70, up to $80 right now. But some people are wondering if GTA 6 will be above the $70 price. Well, Zelnick was still doing some talking, and there he was talking at Icon this week in Las Vegas. So he said, quote, "Consumers pay for the value that you bring to them, and our job is to charge way, way, way less of the value delivery. How you feel about something you buy is the intersection of the thing itself, but you do pay for it. Consumers need to feel like the thing itself is amazing and the price we're charged was fair for what they got." Some big new games have also been priced for $70, and that's what I said there before. So what will be priced at? Well, he went on to say, quote, "But that isn't the lens through which we look. Instead, we look at how we deliver something amazing and how do we make sure that what people pay for it feels very reasonable," end quote. Now, the games that don't go up in price are causing some major issues for the AAA game market. That's what GameSpot is saying. But it would help to explain why the publishers would push the DLC and microtransactions to help cover the costs of the budgets, according to experts in the industry, veterans. So Zelnick said he was terrified by the question of how Take-Two will measure the success for the game, and that it has some major hype on any other game in the history of video games. GTA 5 sold more than 225 million copies, but that doesn't cover the revenue of GTA Online that has been brought over the years. And Zelnick did say that Rockstar is trying to make GTA the best piece of entertainment on Earth in history, and they said that it was a, quote, "pretty daunting challenge," end quote. So like I said, GTA 6 will launch on November 19th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S. And fans have been waiting a long time for that game. Yes, you have. But a game has released yesterday. Diablo 4, well, the DLC released yesterday. And we are talking about Diablo 4 via GamesRadar.com, because some hot fixes did help squash some bugs. So Lord of Hatred DLC, according to the article, had a shaky start because of the initial login queues and bugs. Blizzard has been on the case with some hot fixes and is aiming to iron out the progression blocker and fixing the missing talisman lap or tap. The first hot fix, which did show up yesterday, is trying to fix two slightly broken quests. The first is related to the missing talisman tab and a problem some players reported encountering at launch. So the quest issues were described by the community manager, Rich Fillerich Ventugui, sorry if I butchered the name, and he explained it in a post. Quote, fixed an issue where if the last of the Hordrum quest was completed in a party, only one party member would be credited with completion, and the Talisman tab would not unlock for other party members, end quote. Teamwork may have been the issue there. And Blizzard did previously say that anyone that's affected to complete the quest should try it solo to get around the bug. The other quest issue, the soil, the seed, the fruit, also had a bug that would stop you progressing through it. And the She Sleeps Within You quest was highlighted as having a similar problem when the expansion first released and hasn't been fixed yet. But Blizzard is aware of the bug and is planning to address it. Blizzard has been busy through the second hotfix and has landed to fix more problems in Diablo 4 version 3.01, and specifically makes tweaks to newcomer skills as well as certain monsters. And in a further quote, the Schrodenfruity variant, sorry, for Iron Maiden and the Bramble variant for Bone Prison did far more damage than intended, end quote. So basically those have been adjusted because now those monsters now have a higher health value, or had a higher health value than what was intended. So now those are now lower. Now Blizzard is not yet done. They have more to do. So we'll see what happens, and we will. So now the Battlefield 6 developers are now looking to do some stuff via GamingBolt.com, because Diablo doesn't have railroads. Battlefield 6 does. And Gaming Bolt was going through how that railroad did improve the game, because the Battlefield Studios did provide an in-depth explanation on bringing some maps up to modern standards. And that's with the Railway to Gold map, because they said it was, quote, the biggest official Battlefield 6 map yet, end quote. And the developers did confirm that it will allow the infantry, or allowed for infantry, ground vehicles, jets, and helicopters. Now the railway to Gomold has two sides, NATO and Pax Armata, and they'll be fighting for control over the ruins of a village along a massive rolling landscape and valleys. And some of the terrain types will allow for some long-range battles along with some close-quarters combat. And they were talking about the decision to remake the map, and they did note that the leaps that they made in technology since the release of Battlefield 4. And there they were talking about the remade map. Luca Grippel Malgrin did say, quote, we have better technology than we did 13 years ago. Two of the original level artists of Gomold Railway are still here at DICE. So we all work together to not only recreate their work, but also understand what was not possible in Battlefield 4 and bring those ideas in life to Battlefield 6, end quote. Good stuff indeed. But that's not Final Fantasy. If you're worried about Part 3, my Nintendo News said that you might not have to be. Comic Book caught up with the series director, Nokoi Hamaguchi, and they asked him a number of questions, including how development on the eagerly anticipated Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 is proceeding. Hamaguchi did say that the development is for the third title is actually both on time and on schedule, meaning that everything currently going to plan with its development. So the question was asked, could you tease us about the next entry in the trilogy? Hamaguchi said, quote, I'm unable to share concrete details at this time. What I can say is that development itself is proceeding on time and on schedule. We believe it will become a title we can deliver with confidence as a culmination of the trilogy. We know many fans are eagerly waiting, and preparations towards the announcement are steadily underway. Please look forward to it a little longer. End quote. Now, if that goes to PC, well, we gotta give a little bit of update to what's going on the PC side of things. Because Galax did reassure customers that it has not pulled the EVGA and the exited graphics card market. Via PCGamer.com, Galax was founded in 1994 as a part of NVIDIA's graphics cards. And usually the European KFA A2 branding was a part of those graphics cards. So an original report of CCF Tech did say in a statement, which is from Galax, the statement said, quote, Pellet, who owns Galax, has assumed full control of operations of the Galax brand. Pellet becomes solely responsible for all activities and commitments related to the brand. We emphasize that both are NVIDIA authorized partners, ensuring the legitimacy and continuity of our services. Following the closures of previous organizational structures and the dismissal of its team, all management and operations will now be handled exclusively through Pellet's official channels. End quote. WCCF Tech did say that Galax did leave the PC market, but if, according to PC Gamer, if they were to continue their services, that might be a hint that they did not leave the PC market. So, in a statement from Pellet, which WCCF Tech did also add to its report, they had to do some clarifications. Quote, Galax is not ceasing operations. We remain fully committed to development, production, and support of our high-performance hardware. Our product roadmap continues as planned, and our commitment to delivering cutting-edge technology to gamers and creators remains our top priority. End quote. Now, they did say that the recent international transitions are a part of the global initiative, and that was to integrate brand management for enhanced operational efficiency with some cross-departmental synergy. So, are they pulling out of the PC market? We shall see. But what if you need a keyboard? Via GamesRadar.com, they were talking about the Logitech G512 that was launched yesterday, and they were reviewing it a little bit. It is a mechanical keyboard, and they did like it. They said that the key presses are a little heavier than what they're used to, but there's a secret hidden inside the little window in the chassis. Right now, the Logitech G512 X75 is $180 at Logitech, and that $180 launch price is less than Cherry's $250 one. They were playing with the larger model than what is being offered, where they like the shifted number pad. And there's some pretty good LED lights that are under them, which has been going on for a while. I should know, I have one, a keyboard that lights up. Now, they did provide some of the costs of their favorite keyboards, ranging from $26 up to $296. So if you want a keyboard, there are some coming, some that are out. And we got some games that are out too. Yep, we do. Via PlayStationLifestyle.net, Neverness to Everness has been out on PC and mobile, but now it's up on PlayStation. Once again, this is a free-to-play game, so be careful. But it does apparently look pretty good, because the game does boast a 4.34 out of 5 stars because of, well, the rating came from 3,000 verified votes. This is a supernatural RPG, and it does look good. Oh, for you Fortnite people, you may already know this, but it's getting ready to be Star Wars again. Ahsoka Tano and Anakin Skywalker will be coming to Fortnite on May the 1st. Thanks, esports.gg. They are hitting the Fortnite item shop on March 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want those skins, go get them. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.